We have on the line with us Parker Owens from the Vail Music Festival, bravovail.org on the internet. But Parker, I got to tell you, you got a little piece of paradise there in the Vail Valley.
We absolutely do. Bravo Vail, we reach not just Vail. A good chunk of our performances are at the Gerald R. Ford Amphitheater in Vail, but we have performances throughout the entire Vail Valley as a whole. And so it's about 60 miles that we reach and touch throughout the entire summer over a six-week music festival. Pretty intense.
Let's talk about three shows in particular that caught our attention. We begin with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, who I know is looking forward to a few weeks in Colorado. One of the performances on July 5th is Music of the Movies. There's nothing more sticky and relatable and inviting as a John Williams soundtrack. So this one sounds like a lot of fun.
I mean, this one is the one that's actually resonating at the box office by far. I mean, you just know people are excited for it. And the backdrop of Vail at the Gerald R. Ford Amphitheater, where you can sit on the lawn, have a casual experience. You can bring the kids to really, you know, get them their vegetables with the steak, if you will, that we're trying to get with this music, which is awesome. And you can sneak it in and have a great time on the lawn. And it's amazing repertoire this year. I mean, you have the great standard thing, Raiders March from Raiders of the Lost Ark, obviously everything from Star Wars, the theme from the Jaws suite. But my personal favorite that I'm really excited about that I've actually never presented before is The Devil's Dance from Witches of Eastwick, which is a really kind of a rare piece that it's a Williams work that doesn't get played often. And Sayuri's theme from Memoirs of a Geisha, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Like, there's some really great, meaty, awesome, recognizable music in this program. And it's, of course, Jeff Tysick with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, who's been coming up to Bravo Vail Music Festival for about 20 years. So we're really thrilled to present this program. And when it was coming together, we were in that, because we're a summer music festival and John Williams' birthday just happens to fall in the winter. We are celebrating his 91st birthday throughout this entire performance. So Dallas is just ecstatic to end their residency with this performance.
Parker Owens from the Vail Music Festival. It happens every summer in Vail, and you not only bring in some of the great orchestras of the nation and the world, but smaller ensembles like the Dolly Quartet performing on July 11th with Ricardo Morales. What's their event look like?
So the Dolly Quartet is actually with Bravo Vail Music Festival doing a few different things. This is their performance at the Villar Performing Arts Center, which is an indoor venue that's tucked up in Beaver Creek. That's a stunning, amazing venue for chamber music. And right at the heart of Bravo Vail's mission is chamber music. And so the Dolly Quartet will be coming and performing works by Latin and classical composers. A couple of pieces that I'm really excited for is the Piazzolla's Tango Ballet, and then Weber's Quintet for Clarinet and Strings. There's some cool pieces in here. And the fun connect here is Ricardo Morales and Jesus Morales are actually brothers. Jesus is part of the Dolly Quartet. And this is one of those rare circumstances where Ricardo Morales is performing with the orchestra during the festival and just the stars align. So they're able to perform together in this really great program. And the Dolly Quartet will be featured again. This is kind of their big highlight in the Villar Performing Arts Center. But the Dolly Quartet will also be performing our family concert and again at the Villar Performing Arts Center for Buster Keaton's Seven Chances with a few other artists.
Ricardo Morales, clarinetist. Our good friend Paquito de Rivera has a composition in this program, Preludio y Merengue. Paquito de Rivera, great clarinetist, authentic Latin feel and soul in this performance of the Dolly Quartet on July 11th. The other event we wanted to mention was Chick Corea's Trombone Concerto, performed by the New York Philharmonic. Great to get some New Yorkers into Colorado, up to the high country. What do you call it? 8,100 and how does that go?
8,150 feet of live music.
Yeah, we sort of watch the wind instruments and see if they can handle it. They tend to get better and better as the weeks go on. But it's great to get the New York Phil in town to play some Chick Corea music. That sounds like a great event.
This one's a kind of a big deal, and it's a bittersweet piece because Chick Corea was the artist in residence in 2020 and 2021 prior to his passing in February of 2021. So this was actually Chick Corea's final full complete work that he had finished for Joseph Alessi, specifically, who is the trombonist for the New York Philharmonic. Bringing it to Vail feels like this really great emotional, a great program as a whole. There's an emotional feeling to it, especially with Dvorak's New World Symphony on the program. And then there's an opening work by Nina Shaker, which is part of our Symphonic Works Commissioning Project. So there's a lot of new fantastic work that's also tied to an amazing jazz pianist and composer, Chick Corea.
It comes together classically every summer at the Vail Music Festival. The website is bravovail.org. Parker, I often think I have the best job in the world, but you may be a contender.
I mean, I do get to see most of these performances for free because I do work every single show, which is, it's a delight and it's a lot at the end of the day. But again, you are right. I do have the best job in the world.
The audiences that come into Vail, they're vacationing in Vail.
Bravo Vail is this really great connective place that individuals who may live all over the world. They live in Mexico City, they live in New York, they live in Florida, they live in Dallas, they live in Jersey, in Pennsylvania, some in Canada, a couple folks in London, and they come back for the music festival to connect with their friends they haven't seen all year. They may have seen them on the slopes in February once, but then they come back again and then they get to connect and actually have a conversation and talk and be a part of this great music and talk about everything that Vail has to offer with this great experience, because it's nestled right against Vail Mountain in this gorgeous backdrop. I mean, I'm going to be honest here, is the lawn is my absolute favorite experience, because you get the stunning orchestra and then this amazing backdrop outdoors on a sunny summer's day. There's nothing better.
Parker Owens with the Vail Music Festival. We want to thank you for keeping the flame alive of beauty and arts and doing it all right there in Colorado. We envy you and we thank you for what you're up to.
Well, thank you very much. 36 years strong and we've got no sign of slowing down.
BravoVail.org.